Hosea, chapter 12. Ephraim feeds on wind and follows after the east wind. He daily increases lies and desolation, and they do make a covenant with the Assyrians, and oil is carried into Egypt. Yahweh has also a controversy with Yehuda, and will punish Jacob according to his ways, according to his doings will he recompense him. He took his brother by the heel in the womb, and by his strength he had power with Yahweh. Yes, he had power over the angel, and prevailed. He wept and made supplication to him. He found him in Bethel, and there he spoke with us. Even Yahweh Elohim of hosts. Yahweh is his memorial. And for this reason, turn you to your Elohim. Keep mercy and judgment, and wait on your Elohim continually. He is a merchant, and the balances of deceit are in his hand. He loves to oppress. And Ephraim said, yet am I become rich. I have found me out substance. In all my labors they will find no iniquity in me that were sin. And I, who am Yahweh, your Elohim from the land of Egypt, will yet make you to dwell in tabernacles, like in the days of the solemn feast. I have also spoken by the prophets, and I have multiplied visions and used similitudes through the ministry of the prophets. Is there iniquity in Gilead? Surely they are vanity. They sacrifice bullocks in Gilgal. Yes, their altars like heaps in the furrows of the fields. And Jacob fled to the country of Syria, and Israel served for a wife, and for a wife he kept sheep. And by a prophet Yahweh brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. Ephraim provoked him to anger most bitterly, and for this reason will he leave his blood upon him, and his reproach shall his sovereign return to him. End of chapter.